Greek left-wing leader Alexis Tsipras appears headed for a comfortable re-election in the country's latest general election. With over half the votes counted, Tsipras' Syriza party has won more than 35% of the vote in what is Greece's fifth election in 6 years. But the result is still likely to leave Syriza just short of an absolute majority, and the party will need coalition partners. There was low voter turnout in this poll, with just over 55% of people casting a ballot, down from 63% in January. The election was called after Syriza lost its majority in August after it signed an unpopular new financial bailout deal with international creditors. Manos Sefalias is Athens-based journalist who's covered this campaign, and I spoke to him via Skype a short time ago.
For a reason that the Greek voters only know, is that they've given Alexis Tsipras a second chance. He came to power in January this year promising to do away with austerity, and he has absolutely failed in that. He has signed on to even more austerity, and he even managed to get the nation's bank closed because of capital flight, and at the same time, let's be fair to him, grave opposition from his European partners, which led to the European Central Bank not extending credit to the Greek Central Bank, leading to bank closures, which essentially have cut the feet off the Greek economy, and we will see whether it will revive.
So he's gone from an anti-austerity stance, a very strong one, to now being a pro-austerity politician. And it seems the Greek people have accepted that now.
They have voted him in power. They seem to have accepted that. You'll notice that I'm very sceptical on this because we had record abstention. Abstention this time around reached 45%. It is a record in the history of Greek democracy, which can be interpreted in two ways. Either that by Alexis Tsipras agreeing to a deal with his European partners and the International Monetary Fund put the country on a course from which it cannot exit, and Greeks finally woke up to the fact that this course is inevitable if they want to be part of the euro currency bloc. They finally got it. Or it means that almost half of the electorate decided that it's not worth voting because elections do not change anything and will either see resistance on the streets or apathy. We will see in the following weeks whether there will be some form of resistance.
Doesn't sound like a recipe for stability.
It does not sound like a recipe for stability. However, as we have seen, the major parties have locked onto the austerity measures, so there is no single political power in Greece at the moment which expresses the anti-austerity feeling, the anti-austerity movement. It's gone. The Syriza rebels who split, they formed the Popular Unity Party. They are probably not even going to get into parliament.
Athens-based journalist Manos Sefalias.